James White surveys the battle and victory. As the year 1862 opened, James White reminisced in his editorial column. 2 years since we suggested the necessity of organization, and had a right to expect that the subject would be met with Christian candor by all of our people. In this we were disappointed. Some of our best men opposed, and stirred up that element of insubordination and lawless independence which has ever followed us as a people, and not a few distinguished themselves in heaping their anathemas upon us for suggesting such a thing as organization. Others secretly were in favor of organization, but dared not advocate it openly, until the scale turned in its favor, and now their tongues and their pens are employed in its advocacy. But certainly their labors on this subject were more needed 18 months since than now. Then we stood nearly alone. The battle went hard, and we needed help, but many of our very prudent men saved their ammunition to fire away upon the subject of organization now when the battle is fought and the victory won. As we turn from the present prosperity of the publishing department to the struggle of the past 2 years, sadness comes over us. We feel at least 4 years older than 2 years since, and sometimes fear that we never can fully recover from the effects of those heartrending discouragements which so nearly drove us from the brethren, and from that cause which was dearer to us than life. Ibid, January 7, 1860. Then White turned to the influence of the experience of the past year or two on the members of the church, and noted, "Our people have had great confidence in their self-sacrificing ministers. This confidence with many has been dreadfully shaken. The shock has been felt by all, and it is hard to recover from it. Until full confidence is restored between preacher and preacher, and between preachers and people, but little success can be expected. May God give wisdom to His servants that they may see the cause of the evils which have fallen upon us, and labor to remove it, that these evils may cease to tear down the cause of truth." Ibid. As he brought his rather extended editorial to a close, he stated, "We hope to be able to rise above the discouragements of the past. It may not be our duty to again refer to the trials connected with the subject of organization. We advise all to make thorough work in relation to their past wrongs which have brought the cause into its present condition, and may God forgive past errors, and help all to press forward to the crown of life. A lack of confidence in each other will ruin us as a people. Then let us be faithful and true to our own consciences, true to each other, and true to our God." Ibid. There was one more step to be taken in church organization, and that was the binding of the state conferences together in the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists.